Good morning, everyone, and Jeff Nichols will have to behave in class.
I know.
I don't think there's any special visitors, but I've just welcomed everyone, and I don't think we've got a drought now. But I've got a verse in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And very special for people to be able to use their minds to be able to think and to be clear. But also God has given us that. We'll open the service this morning with a song, Great Is Thy Faithfulness. It's an MP4, and it's just a wee bit different to the normal Great Is Your Faithfulness, but it does work very well. Let us pray. We come before you, Lord, this morning to worship and to praise you, mighty, almighty God. We thank you that you care for each one of us. You know us before the beginning of time. Give us your wisdom and understanding to live godly lives in our families and in our communities about us. We pray especially for the Simon family this morning as they mourn the loss of a husband, a father, a grandfather and a great-grandfather. We thank you for a life well lived. Be close to them as they grieve at this time. We pray for our government and members of Parliament as they make decisions in Wellington. We pray for the wisdom of Solomon to be on their shoulders as they govern this country. Help the Christians there to make you known and to stand up for you as decisions are made. We also remember those that are not well and pray for your healing hand on them. We pray especially for Donald Johnson and Melvin Robinson and for Judy at this time. We pray that your healing hand will be on those people and their families. Help them to know you in a special way. We pray too for our students at school and university. Help them as the year comes to an end to be diligent and give them discipline and energy to study for exams. We also pray for unity in our own parish as we grow in our Christian lives together. Be with Doug and Ethel as they share with us today, and be with them as they move on to Invercargill. We just pray to be with us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Notices. There's chapel services this afternoon, 2:15 at Rest Haven and 3 o'clock at Parata. Next week, I presume no one's arrived late this week. Daylight savings, but next week we change another hour, so we've got to notch back another one. So we will have to get our skates on. It's a finger lunch with the Euros, so we'll need food for that too. Also, Julie Dross dropped me a note, just flew away somewhere. On our prayer list, we missed out two important people, and if you have taken one home, just we can make it number 31, Mary Simmons and Joan White to add on. So if anyone's got a pen, note that down. Otherwise, Judy will update it on the website. Is there any other notices?
Some walnuts, bags of walnuts by the door from Ben's Tree, if you want to lock up the shelves. Plenty more.
Oh, that's good. Possums haven't got more. we'll have your offering, thanks. Yeah. For the gifts that we can give back to you. We thank you for the many things you have given us and how beautiful the countryside is at this time of year with the grass and the lambs and the calves. We just thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us, but help us to give something back and use it for the furtherance of your kingdom. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Are there any birthdays or celebrations? Or is it all just lambs and calves? September is not a farmer's birthday, I don't think. All right, if there's not...
Father's Week.
Last week,
we acknowledged
two last
week. We celebrated
all the time.
Maybe grandma.
Yes.